No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
It doesn't matter what you think.
The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the special edition of Break It Down with Brian H. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters. As we look to close 2019, it's only right to look back at the best of this year. What an incredible year. For me, I have to say, thank you for all of your support. We started off hot immediately in the beginning of the year when I brought on the real Dwayne Allen, because right on January 1st, I believe it was, or maybe it was the 2nd or 3rd, it's been a long year. There was the announcement of AEW, All Elite Wrestling, and it was coming, and everybody was drinking the Kool-Aid. The real Dwayne Allen said, pump your brakes. I'm not ready just yet. And quite frankly, he wouldn't. We did a show on it. We talked about it. And a lot of the stuff that's happening as we look to close 2019, we seen it. He predicted it. I got to give credit to my brother right there because he said it. Like, look, what's going to happen? How are they going to be able to keep up? You know, and if you don't believe that the product has gotten stale, you're fooling yourself, quite frankly. And look, we're not rooting for AEW to fail by any means, but let's not act like it's not top heavy. When you think about your main superstars, you think about Pac, Chris Jericho, Sean Spears, sort of, Cody Rhodes. Didn't all these people come into the WWE or through the WWE? So where are the new stars? Then even if you look at the go to New Japan, you look at the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. They came from New Japan. So where is that homegrown AEW superstar? Hangman Adam Page is another one from New Japan. So I'm waiting to see. But that was the beginning of the year. In the middle of the year, we brought back the Wrestling Realm. We, like I said, we did the AEW episode. We did Has Vince McMahon Lost a Step? I encourage you, go to YouTube right now, hit the subscribe button of the Wrestling Realm channel, and make sure you check out those episodes. So, and then of course, we gave you some more promos, you know. But on today's show, instead of reviewing the happenings in wrestling this week, we'll talk about that eventually. I'm going to discuss the best of 2019. I'm going to give some awards. Yeah, of course, I know a lot of podcasts are doing that. And I said, guess what? I'm going to do mine because my fans want to know, what do I think? I want to know, what do you guys think? So you know the deal. Comment under the videos, reply under the tweets, and let me know what you think, because I guarantee you some of these answers I have you may not like. So I'm going to start off with the rookie of the year, and it's MJF. Here is a guy that I had been watching while he was at CZW, while he was at MCW Pro Wrestling, and I've even watched him on a little bit of MLW and been intrigued. They bring him to All Elite Wrestling. He's the one guy, like I said, I named these companies, New Japan, WWE. So one guy that didn't come through there, but he has a star written on him. He's been out there doing his thing. He is somebody that has you paying attention. You know, you when he comes on television, you stop to see what's he going to do. You think about him turning on Cody at Full Gear right here in Baltimore, Maryland. And that was something that's like, wow, I can't believe he just did that. And now he's been toying with Cody on when he's going to give him or not give him a match. Well, they're going to have a match and there's going to be some stipulations, but this is my rookie of the year. I expect him to do big things come 2020. So let me know, what do you think? Who is your rookie of the year? Now it's time for my breakthrough superstar this year. Which one kind of rose to the top? Who went to the next level and took their game to the next level? And for me, it's none other than Ricochet. Ricochet has you know, at the beginning of the year, he was the North American champion. They put him on the main roster. They tried this little influx where it was him, Aleister Black, Johnny Gargano, and Tommaso Ciampa, and they were wrestling on SmackDown. They were like teaming up. However, we wasn't sure what was going on. Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano, they would go back to NXT, but Ricochet stayed. And he teamed up, you know, he went teamed up with Aleister Black and wrestled at WrestleMania. But then he would move forward to, you know, a year ago, he was the breakout star. But the reason why I give him the breakout star for this year is because what he's doing on the main roster. He's been able to be sustainable. A lot of times, some of these NXT guys takes them a while to get going, especially for the men. But Ricochet has honestly been must-see TV, finding ways to entertain you in the ring and keep you hooked. And he won the United States Championship. So he's somebody I'm definitely looking forward to see keep that momentum as we get into 2020. But right now, I got to give it to him. Ricochet, your breakthrough superstar of 2019. So now we move on, and it's time. What was the most shocking moment? This is something I did not see coming, and it was Brock Lesnar becoming the Money in the Bank winner. You look at the people who was in this matchup. One of the people a lot of us was predicting was Ali. You look at what happened. Now, Ali had a good showing. People thought he was going to win Money in the Bank. Elimination Chamber, which would have gave him the number one contendership for the WWE Championship. He got hurt. That led to Kofi Kingston. The rest is history. So it's like, okay, maybe he's up next. I mean, the guy's going out there putting on matches. He has, as they say, white meat baby face written all over him. I mean, how can you boo Ali, right? And all of a sudden, the music hits. And you see Brock Lesnar in gear, running down. Nobody never saw it coming. And Lesnar would become your Mr. Money in the Bank. So it was definitely a shocking moment. Had everybody on the internet talking. And then, of course, you got to talk about the gifs and the music made behind that, him walking around doing the beat bop with the briefcase. So it would lead to him becoming WWE Universal Champion again, which he would lose. But nonetheless, most shocking moment of 2019 or 2019, whatever you want to call it, Brock Lesnar, folks. So I'm going to go ahead and take my first break. I got a word for you. Make sure, I've told you about my new podcast, Breaking Through Glass Ceilings. Each and every week, I have a different guest. So, if you know, by now, you should have heard the first two episodes. First one with me telling you my story. Even talked about how I chose medicine over the wrestling business. Then there's, of course, my episode with my friend, Kelsey Nicole Nelson. Well, next week, this Monday, depending on when you listen to this podcast, maybe it's available now. If you got late listening to it, I'll have my good friend, Brandon Williams, who talk about his inspiration, how while he's still in school, he's still able to make an impact. So here's a clip from that show coming to you this Monday.
I always made sure that, you know, if I rented out a camera or something, I always made sure that I did my best to, you know, take care of it and to use it properly. I always, you know, ask people questions as to like, hey, am I holding this right? Or am I doing something right? Or if I'm doing this wrong, can you help me out and fix it? And I think the reason why it was so easy for them to just, you know, trust me with it was because I actually took the time to work with the people at the campus television station and help them with video shoots and interviews and shows that are being recorded during class time. You know, I went the extra mile to not only make sure that, you know, our campus run TV station is shining, but it also kind of helped polish me a little bit to make sure that, you know, I added an extra layer to my game. So now not only am I able to talk in front of the camera, I can also work behind the scenes too and show you what you're doing wrong, what you're doing right. And, you know, just, you know, giving more effort and showing that you want it really goes a long way.
All right, folks. So that is a clip of this coming episode, this upcoming episode with Brandon Williams. If you are on your podcast platforms right now, just search Breaking Through Glass Ceilings with Brian H. Drop me a 5-star rating. And of course, search the Wrestling Realm, drop a 5-star rating for this show as well. And of course, if you're on YouTube and you're watching me, hit the subscribe button, comment, let me know what you think. So now, let's get into it. The tag team of the year. First, we're going to start with the men's. And I got to give it to the Lucha Bros. You look at how they've been able to keep that momentum up, no matter what company they are in. Impact Wrestling, New Japan, AEW. They have been on a terror. And, you know, Rey Fénix and Pentagon Jr., I mean, they're just going out there and showing that they are main eventers. This is what happens. They are tag team wrestling. Now, I know some people have given it to the Young Bucks for whatever reason. Some people have given it to the New Day. Can't go wrong with those. Or maybe the Young Bucks. But I just love what the Lucha Brothers have been doing. They just, no, like I said, no matter what company, they're a big deal. And you know you're going to get great matches. So now let's move on to the women's tag team. Now you guys may think you know the answer, but first I'm going to show you the graphic. Yes, I had to give it to the Boss and Hug Connection. Here's why. You think about the Boss and Hug Connection. Sasha Bailey. Now, coming into this year, they, behind the scenes, spoke out as they wanted to have the women's tag team championships. They would win the titles. And they said they would go and they would defend them everywhere. And they did their little tour. They went to each of the shows. Now, while they lost them at WrestleMania, and they haven't regained them back, Bailey went on to do her thing. Sasha came back. All of a sudden, when Sasha came back, Bailey, even with Sasha's new attitude, was still her friend, was still her partner. Then all of a sudden, Bailey had a change of attitude, but then said, "You guys just don't get it. You know, Sasha's my friend. I'm always going to ride with my friend." And then she cut her hair, whole attitude changed. Here's why they're my tag team of the year. Because no matter what they do, you pay attention. The Iconics won the tag titles. They weren't heard from. Just that, quite simply, quite frankly, you didn't know what was going on. Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross would then win the tag titles. When they were tag team champions, they were putting on good matches. But it wasn't must-see television. They would lose to the current champion, the Kabuki Warriors. And while it seems like they're trying to get them over, even with wins over Charlotte and Becky Lynch, it's still not the same. So the reason I give the Boston Hug Connection, because they're together again. They're going out there, and while Bayley is the current SmackDown Live Women's Champion, or SmackDown Women's Champion, Sasha's still right there by her side. Sasha's still her tag partner. And they are still doing their thing together. They're terrorizing everybody. And no matter which way you look at it, no matter which way you try to spin it, they are must-see television. And that is why they are the tag team of the year for the women's division on Break It Down with Brian H, presented to you by the Wrestle Realm. Now, I must say, the views and opinions here are shared only by Brian H. Waters. If you'd like to know the real Dwayne Allen's opinions as far as these are concerned, just simply at him at DwayneAllen24. Or you can at both of us at Wrestling Realm. We both have access to the account. Now that we got that out of the way, What's the match of the year, folks? What was the biggest matchup of the year? Cody versus Dustin. There was no match. No, there was another match. I was torn between this one because I was torn between Kofi Kingston and Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania 35 or Dustin and Cody. But I had to give it to Dustin and Cody just simply because it was so much raw emotion into that. Because you had two brothers. Now, there was a lot of raw emotion into Kofi and Daniel Bryan. But let's not act like it's not a script, right? Now, absolutely, you know, that's my moment of the decade, without a doubt. Make sure you check out the Best of the Decade show, where I broke down the decade. But this right here, this matchup was something that it was just wrestling at its finest. And then at the, you know, you think about right at the end when he was mimicking, not mimicking, when he was saying he needed his brother in a tag match. And it was similar to a moment I remember very well as a child when Dusty Rose told his son Dustin that he needed him as a tag partner. So I was torn between this one. If I was going to give out Cole awards, I would have did that. But I had to. This was it. This was the match of the year. Cody versus Dustin. I know I've watched it multiple times, and I encourage you to do the same. The biggest moment on television this year, folks. It happened by accident. It was the night that NXT invaded SmackDown. I believe it was November 1st or 2nd. Yeah, because Halloween was on a Thursday. So, let me take you back. October 31st, the WWE holds a show in Saudi Arabia. The night The Fiend became the new WWE Universal Champion. As a member of SmackDown roster at the time. They had this show they did that show live, and then they had to get back to New York to do SmackDown live. Well, whether there was issues on a plane, whether there was issues behind the scenes that we don't know about, that's still to be determined. Here's what we do know, that the plane was not coming on time to get talent to New York so that we could have a full roster for the show. So because of that, sure, you had guys like Daniel Bryan who didn't go, and I think Sami Zayn might have been one of them who didn't go, and of course the women. But because of that, WWE had to call an audible. They called up the people, the wrestlers from NXT. And those wrestlers did more than deliver. They went out there and had an incredible night. I mean, I personally didn't get a chance to. It was the same weekend as my high school homecoming. So I was at an all-class reunion. And I remember getting a text. This is one of the best SmackDowns ever, if not the best SmackDown ever. So on that night, we saw NXT people coming in, just showing up, invading the show. And it made you, this is how an invasion should be done. At the end of the night, we was treated to Daniel Bryan versus Adam Cole for the NXT Championship. Now, Adam Cole won, and at the night they declared, we are NXT. And that was a night where the world was introduced to NXT. So if you, let's just say you're a fan, but you only watch, you don't watch wrestling on Wednesdays, but or maybe you don't know about it. And maybe just say you just only watch, you know about SmackDown on Fox. You see these guys come up. You see for the ladies, see somebody like Adam Cole. For the guys who love the way he wrestled, you see somebody like that. Or the ladies who see Shayna Baszler, like, whoa, she's tough. I want to be like her. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to tune into that. And the world was introduced to this company, NXT. You heard about it. But what is this NXT stuff? So this was the biggest moment on television because it brought more eyeballs to the NXT product. And it really educated the world. And to me, made it officially a third brand and not a brand of developmental. So that's my biggest moment on television. So before I get into the men's and women's wrestlers of the year, I'm going to take another break. If you don't know where to find the Wrestling Realm, well, here's a commercial for you. Hey guys, if you've been paying attention, you may know that The Wrestling Realm is now available on Spotify. So not only are we on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube, but we are also on Spotify. So make sure you subscribe and do not miss an episode of The Wrestling Realm or Break It Down with Brian H. And I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. So make sure you subscribe to The Wrestling Realm wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Lots of exclusives. Like I said, we got videos of The Real Dwayne Allen and I. We redid the NWO paid promotions announcement. I guarantee you, you'll be entertained by that. And we got some more stuff coming up to you in 2020. So now, I'm going to start with the women's wrestler of the year. And it's none other than Rhea Ripley. Now, I know a lot of people want to say Shayna Baszler. Or no, most people would say Becky Lynch. Why? Because she main evented WrestleMania. And that's all good and fine. But here's what you have to realize. Rhea Ripley has pretty much done it all. She was the first ever NXT UK Women's Champion. Then she competed in the first ever NXT UK TakeOver. Move on. She was in the Women's Royal Rumble match. And then she was the captain for the first ever Women's War Games. And captain for Team NXT at the Survivor Series. Both matches she won. Also, that Survivor Series weekend, she defeated Sasha Banks and Charlotte. And then to round it off, to end the year, to end 2019, Rhea Ripley became the NXT Women's Champion, defeating Shayna Baszler. Shayna two-time. So, to me, no-brainer, Rhea Ripley, Women's Wrestler of the year. And I'm just excited to see what's going to happen with her come 2020. So let's move on, right? The men's wrestler of the year. Hit the drum roll, please. Who did you think I was going to choose? I want to know. Who did you think I was going to choose? It's none other than Kofi Kingston. Now, I know people out there saying Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins, Adam Cole, The Fiend, Bray Wyatt. You can make an argument for all of them. But when I look at Men's Wrestler of the Year, I think back to SmackDown Live back in February where he rose up against AJ Styles and said, bring it on. I worked hard for this. I waited 11 years for this. And then that led to him going into the Elimination Chamber and coming this close to winning. And you want to hear somebody get over more in a loss than a win that night. And I said earlier, the match was for the number one contendership. I was wrong. I know somebody probably corrected me. I forgot. The title was on the line in the Elimination Chamber. He came up short because he couldn't pin Daniel Bryan. Had the whole crowd in his hand. No other emotion was felt like that. And then we go on to the buildup. And he finally earned his spot to get that title match at WrestleMania. Now, I've said this on the show earlier this year, but I'll say it again. I was walking in the store, BJ's to be exact. And I was in there getting some ribs because I was going to be a cook that weekend. Getting ready, getting the grill all fired up. And there was a lady. Now, for those who are watching, or if you looked at the graphics, you may see I'm an African-American male. There was a Caucasian woman. That day, I had on the Kofi Kingston shirt. The one with the Against All Odds t-shirt. And he said, the lady said to me, I really hope he wins tomorrow. I think he's going to get it. I'm tripping. No, I didn't. I scratched that. I didn't have that shirt on because I was wearing it the next day. I had on my WrestleMania 28, I was there shirt. And she said, oh yeah, you watching WrestleMania, you know. And the first match she brought was Kofi Kingston. So I really hope he wins. I really think he's going to get it. About 20, 30 minutes later, I'm in McDonald's, and there was a man, another Caucasian male, says, hey man, you going to Mania? I said, nah, I wish, you know, yada, yada, yada. He said, I'm not going, but, you know, so what match you looking forward to the most? He said, man, I'm really looking forward to that Kofi Daniel Bryan match. I really hope he gets it. And the whole weekend, you talk to people. And they all talked about just waiting for Kofi Kingston, that moment. You saw the internet and everybody clamoring around him. He was on a Breakfast Club. He was on, not Breakfast Club, but Hot 97. It's different shows. He wins the title. It was a moment. But most of the time when somebody wins the title, Becky Lynch, afterwards, like, okay, they got the title, now what? For Kofi, for fans who waited so long for this, every match was believable because you just didn't know when. The next night on Raw, him versus Seth Rollins. I saw tweets. I think one of them was from my boy Terrence Williams at TWT talking about, or TW talking about. I think he said, man, I know I prayed for Kofi to just get the title, but I take back that prayer. If he could just get it for one night. I know my heart was racing, but he won. Then he had to defend the title against Kevin Owens. He beat him. Dolph Ziggler, he beat him. I think he even wrestled AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan. But then it was Randy Orton. And we thought about this one. Man, we hope he beats Orton. Orton, you owe it to him. You stopped his progress. You owe it to him. You got to put him over. He beat Orton. The first time, I think it was Kofi was qualified, or it was doubles qualification, no contest. But the next time, he pinned him. 1, 2, 3. And for everybody, that was it. That's all we wanted. During this time when he was champion, he was going back to Africa. The first African-born champion walking in with the WWE title. And people say, oh, it's not real. Kofi Kingston was a real champion, folks. And that is why he is my male superstar of the year. Because it was moments like that that you can't duplicate. Bray Wyatt, no offense, didn't do anything where he had a whole nation rally behind him. Brock Lesnar didn't do anything where he was inspiring the target demographic that the WWE targets. Kofi Kingston made the black dollar go up for the WWE. So, you think about moments of the year. You think about wrestlers of the year. For me, the male wrestler, without a shadow of a doubt, was Kofi Kingston. So, those are my moments. Those are my year-end awards for people. And I know I'm going to hear, oh, there's a lot of WWE. Where's the New Japan? I got to admit, I got to say this, folks. You know, I kept this positive. You know, I ain't do no disappointing. But, you know, Ring of Honor and New Japan, the promotions, a little, I ain't going to say bad. They wasn't bad at all. It was still good promotions. But, you know, some things where it's just like, I didn't feel like that home run hitting, you know, outside of Wrestle Kingdom. I mean, Best in the World was good. But still, like, where's the momentum? So, but, you know, I'm going to shift things real quick. Let me give you some quick predictions for 2020. As we look, going into a new millennium, I mean, a new decade. So, first, my first prediction. I'm going to give you my breakout star of 2020. And that's none other than Mia Yim. Now I'm predicting she will become an NXT Women's Champion. But I also believe she will get promoted. It's either one of these going to happen. NXT Women's Champion, or she's going to get promoted to the main roster. So yeah, I'm picking Mia Yim, breakout star of 2020. Another thing I'm predicting, Bobby Lashley will become the WWE Champion. Now, that's also, I'm recording this Friday night as SmackDown is coming to a close. This Monday on Raw, Bobby Lashley and Lana are expected to get married. Now, we know how wrestling weddings work. But I'm going to give this one the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say they're going to go all the way. And because of that, Lana's going to lead Bobby Lashley to gold. Yes. Lana, Bobby Lashley, and will go. Lana will lead Bobby Lashley to gold, and he will be the WWE Champion. For AEW, y'all heard me criticize him. Y'all heard me wish for more, and that's from Kenny Omega. And I'm going to say in 2020, he's going to get his act together. He's going to realize, yeah, I might be an EVP, but Executive Vice President. But I'm a big deal in the wrestling world. In order for me to be a big deal, I got to wear gold. And Kenny Omega will become an AEW champion. And then last but not least, I'm going far out on a limb because I see money in this person. I see crossover appeal. She's already been in Muscle and Fitness. And that's Mandy Rose. Mandy Rose will be SmackDown Women's Champion before 2020 is up. So those are some of my predictions. What are your predictions for 2020, folks? Let me know. As I can bring this show to a close, the last show of the decade, the last show of the year. I got to say thank you for all your support. Shout out to my little cousin Hypnosis Hypno Beats for the great beat he provided me. With that being said, folks, I'm Brian H. Waters. Make sure you subscribe to the Wrestling Realm on all platforms. Happy New Year. I'll see you in 2020.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Break It Down with Brian H. Hit the subscribe button and turn on the bell so you get notified every time the Wrestling Realm posts new content.